Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks. Yeah.
Fist pumping like Gronk in Miami, baby.
Why do I feel like Gronk wakes up to this song, you know? He wakes up, does a line of coke, takes like three Jaeger bombs, and then just goes.
It's time to go, baby. Let's go.
He wakes up, does a line of coke, three Jaeger bombs, eats four Tide Pods, and then he's ready to party. That's it, Tide Pods.
You want to go, bro? Let's go,
bro.
You want
to go, bro? Let's go. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, happy Friday. Morning. Woo! Feels good. Still got a lot of good stuff coming your way, so make sure you stick around. Right now, though, we got your WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the business.
What is up, Katie? Yo! This is one of the most demented stories I think I've ever read. Hmm. Okay. So there's this guy in California, and he's accused of killing his wife. Okay. That's terrible enough as it is.
Terrible.
But this takes a horrendous Weekend at Bernie's turn because he propped her up on the couch so his kids wouldn't think anything was wrong. Worst part, Hunter, it gets worse. It gets worse. It was Christmas.
No, right. Come on.
Prosecutors in his murder trial say he put sunglasses on her and sat her on the sofa while the kids were opening presents.
Holy dude.
Allegedly telling the kids that mommy was drunk.
Come on. You just can't make this up. Dude, this is a straight up Tales from the Crypt episode.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
that is a whole new level of
this story
psychoness.
Is terrible enough that he murdered his wife, the mother of his children, but then he thought it'd be a good idea to throw her on the couch with sunglasses on Christmas morning.
Oh, my God.
While little Timmy and little Susie are there opening presents going, Mommy, look at this. Oh, Mommy's got a bad hangover. She's just leave Mommy alone.
Can I get Mommy a blanket? She's cold.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So, dude, I don't even like going to visitations. You know what I'm saying? Is that the dead body in the room is weird to me. Could you imagine, like, just going out your daily life, like everything's normal, knowing that your dead wife is propped up on the couch?
You just, what's the mindset there? Now, I'll be honest, Hunter, when I kick the bucket, I want you guys to throw a party with me there, all right? You know, prop me up besides the jukebox, Alan Jackson style, you know what I mean? But that's going to be fun. That's a party, okay? And it's not like you murdered me. You know, maybe you did. I don't know. But
yeah, we're just going to kick you in a hole, dude. Honestly, you don't know any difference.
This is just so crazy. So crazy.
Yeah.
And like,
they ended up getting caught, or he ended up getting caught. Then what?
I think they took care of everything else, but I mean, like, did he try on multiple sunglasses? Like, nah, these are too suspicious.
He didn't like these. Man, psychos. There's crazy people out there, man. They could,
like, I don't even
fall asleep at night.
I don't even have a funny out for this. I don't even know what to say with this, man. Usually you and I have some funny quip at the end, but this guy murdered his wife and propped her up on the couch. I think he seemed.
And that wraps up your episode of Tales from the Crypt.
Where's the Crypt Keeper on this one? Good God.